a story about hedonism, superficiality, and moral emptiness, this late Victorian Gothic novel by the flamboyant Irish playwright Oscar Wilde did not become a classic until after his death in 1900. It champions the appeal of timeless art, whose beauty does not die, and warns of the dangers of a purely aesthetic life. The protagonist is a man called Dorian Gray, who sells his soul in return for eternal youth. When an artist called Basil Hallward meets Gray, he becomes obsessed by his unblemished beauty.
Yes, he was certainly wonderfully handsome, with his finely curved scarlet lips, his frank blue eyes, his crisp gold hair. There was something in his face that made one trust him at once. All the candor of youth was there, as well as all youth's passionate purity. One felt that he had kept himself unspotted from the world. No wonder Basil Hallward worshipped him.
Hallward paints a perfect portrait of Dorian Gray, who declares that he would trade his soul to keep the beauty he sees in the painting. So begins a life of deceit and secrecy. As Gray loses his innocence, his portrait grows older and more sinister-looking, while Gray himself never ages. He hides the painting so that no one can see the changes, but his appetite for wrongdoing grows stronger.
That curiosity about life seemed to increase with gratification. The more he knew, the more he desired to know. He had mad hungers that grew more ravenous as he fed them.
Dorian Gray becomes involved in terrible things: murder, suicide, and debauchery. But he refuses to take any responsibility for his behaviour. When Hallward visits him, Gray reveals the much-changed portrait, the face of my soul, as he calls it. Hallward is horrified.
It has the eyes of a devil. Each of us has heaven and hell in him, Basil, cried Dorian with a wild gesture of despair. Hallward turned again to the portrait and gazed at it. My God, if it is true, he exclaimed, and this is what you have done with your life, why, you must be worse even than those who talk against you fancy you to be.
When it was published, Victorian England was scandalised by the novel, especially its homoeroticism. Contemporary reviews described it as unclean and poisonous. 5 years later, at the height of his theatrical fame, Wilde was convicted of gross indecency for his homosexual relationships. The picture of Dorian Gray was used as evidence against him. The author was a victim of his age and his authenticity. In Wilde's moral fantasy, Dorian Gray's past eventually catches up with him, even as he tries to conceal it.
Was he always to be burdened by his past? Was he really to confess? Never. There was only one bit of evidence left against him. The picture itself, that was evidence. He would destroy it. Why had he kept it so long?
After 2 years in prison, Oscar Wilde was released a broken man. He died in exile in Paris, aged 46. He is remembered as a brilliant writer whose plays remain popular to this day. His only novel, Dorian Gray, has been adapted many times for screen. Directed by Albert Lewin, the 1945 film version won 2 Oscars. Although the book is often used as a study of Victorian morality, the author himself wrote persuasively in the preface,
"The artist is the creator of beautiful things. To reveal art and conceal the artist is art's aim. Those who find ugly meanings in beautiful things are corrupt without being charming. This is a fault. Those who find beautiful meanings in beautiful things are the cultivated. For these there is hope. They are the elect to whom beautiful things mean only beauty. There is no such thing as a moral or an immoral book. Books are well written or badly written. That is all."